I have a hard time ending or letting go of relationships after they no longer serve me or prove to be with unskillful people. I stay longer than I should. Is this attachment to person or aversion, fear, etc. of the unknown or question mark? Oh, yeah, those are the questions that we need to be asking ourselves. And when you recognize a pattern and recognize that it no longer serves you, it really doesn't, isn't for one's well-being, then, you know, whatever the reason, whether however it's justified or how one casts it in the mind, then we need to be finding ways to be more skillful and more wise in how we deal with things. And it is helpful because there are, you know, certain patterns that we tend to follow as a particular temperament, so that, you know, we'll, our default options, you know, can be, you know, attachment in terms of because we're more of a greed type, or you know, so we attach to people, we're, we hold on, and we're to situations because our default option is more toward greed. But then other people might follow a similar pattern, but then it's out of fear of fear of the unknown, fear of having to deal with something new, where and oftentimes, you know, it isn't absolutely black and white. We mix those things up. But it's helpful to look and sort of see, well, what's this? What is the kind of the default option of the mind? And we do, we do that in ordinary circumstances, and then we do that in things that, in terms of our relationships, and so it shines light on, okay, this is where I really need to, I've got work to do in this area. I've got to learn how to work with fear or work with desire, in order to understand it and not let it drive my choices. So then, because you recognize that when we understand it more clearly, it doesn't mean that we don't have defilements and attachments, but understanding oneself more clearly, and the alarm bells go off a bit quicker, so, which is helpful.